You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 6th of March 2023 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, I've got a bit of good news to get into today. It's good news for the residents of the Isle of Man, which have managed to get the school's sex education course paused while there is an investigation taking place. Not so good for the poor children who have been traumatised by what they have been taught. But it is good news that the parents on the Isle of Man have managed to put enough pressure on the school to pause these lessons. And I guess that must be because the Isle of Man doesn't have that much population there. It's a fairly small island. I believe it has the first example of parliamentary democracy within Britain. I would guess that they are fairly traditionalist minded over there. And the news article that we're going to use comes from the Daily Mail. They say a Scottish syllabus has been blamed for a school's sex education lessons that saw a drag queen guest tell pupils that there were 73 genders. So they've got the drag queen telling the school children something that conflicts with the reality that they know, the reality that they are taught in biology. And the school itself is blaming Scotland, or the parents have at least got it from somewhere that this syllabus comes from Scotland. And that is true. It is in Scotland that they've been really pushing these ideas that masturbation, anal sex, oral sex needs to be taught to children as young as possible. Gender ideology needs to be taught to children. Teachers can diagnose a child as having gender dysphoria from the age of four and can then start socially transitioning the child without the parents' consent. All of this comes from Scotland, but it's not quite right to say it comes from Scotland. It actually comes from the UN is where it originates from. And it has just been picked up first in Scotland because they're now also promoting this in Wales. And of course, the parents in Wales were also shocked and horrified when they discovered what it was that their children were going to be taught. And they've tried to draw attention to this and they actually succeeded in getting a judicial review. And the judge, unfortunately, all he could find was that it is in accordance with the law. It is in accordance with equality law, where they have said they need to embed homosexuality into every lesson in the curriculum, basically. Not just talking about it in sex education, but because homosexuals are equal citizens, they therefore say that the homosexual lifestyle is equal to every other lifestyle, and therefore it needs to be taught in these lessons. That's the logic that they are using, basically. And then they've got this idea that children are sexual at any age, and this comes from Kinsey's discredited research that he did in the 60s, which led to the sex revolution in America and elsewhere. He basically published surveys to do with sex and said there's far more homosexuals around, there's far more perversity around than people think. And yet the people that he was getting his survey results from, in some cases, were pedophiles. And the pedophiles were giving him information on children, basically, and babies. And that was included in the survey results. And those surveys and Kinsey's work is now being used by the UN to base the children's sex educations lessons on. And Scotland, progressive Scotland, of course, wants to be seen as progressive as possible. So they just happen to be the first country to start doing this. I think they're teaching the same stuff in Europe. They may have been probably going on for a longer time already in places like Germany. I'm not 100% certain on that, but we do know that the EU has been funding drag queens to talk to children. And now we know that this is going on in Scotland. It's gone on in Wales. It's now being taught in Wales. And now they've tried to bring it in on the Isle of Man. And there's been big, big pushback from the parents there. Other class topics that stunned parents included teachings on oral and anal sex, sex change operations, and how skin grafts can be used, and it says here on an artificial penis, but it's in actual fact that skin grafts can be used to create an artificial penis, and that is particularly horrific. There was a link going around a while back to one of the private doctors' websites that actually offer this operation, and they cut a huge chunk of skin from the patient's arm, from the muscle there, and it will never grow back. It's literally cut down almost to the bone. And then they sort of roll it around, fold it around into a facsimile of a sort of sausage shape. And then they artificially extend the urethra. And if they're lucky, then they won't get diseases and bacteria from having the urethra going through this bit of skin that they've put there. And then they call it a penis, which I think is really insulting. It's really insulting to men. I mean, it's so insulting to women to claim that basically the remains of a penis, the stump of a penis that has been cut off and turned inside out, is the equivalent of a vagina, which is what they say with these trans women. They by saying that there is no difference between trans women and actual biological women, they're effectively saying that a woman's genitalia is no different to an open wound. I mean, how insulting and abusive could you get? And yet we're told, well, that's perfectly fine, but it's abusive or insulting to say that biological men cannot actually change into biological women. It's an upside down world that we're in. Clearly, children would be absolutely traumatized to hear this. And it does seem that that's what they were doing. If they were telling these children about the skin grafts that can be used to make an artificial penis, that clearly they were going into details of what we call a sex change operation. And it looks like these children that were taught this were 11 years old, 12 years old. So probably not even entered into puberty, most of them. Another teacher is also said to have had to teach pupils in 7 and 8 how to masturbate. And apparently, to the teacher's credit, they said, "I am having to teach you this. Please do not listen to me." The teachers are obviously having a crisis of conscience, actually having to teach this stuff to the children. And yet, because of equalities law, it has to be done. So when they have a judicial review or anything similar to look at the law and is it within the law, then they see that it is within the law. And I think another problem with this is to get experts on this sort of information, most people don't really know about it. I mean, we do on the right wing because we've been following this for the last few years, but they certainly wouldn't have us there to talk about it, to balance out the other people they have there. And the other people they have there, the people that claim to be experts, they are, of course, activists. They are very supportive of this. They're going to be supportive of the idea that there are 73 genders. You've got Stonewall that go in there, and Stonewall are a homosexual activist organization. So when the school, in order to stay within equalities law, when they get in an so-called expert to talk about this stuff, they are inevitably a left-wing activist, like when they get mermaids in to talk to all the teachers. And if anybody asks questions, points out biological reality, then the activists will get very offended, say that the person is being transphobic, and they'll be asked to leave the room. So these are the reasons why these children are being taught this. And I don't think that in a lot of cases the teachers want to be doing it. This teacher is apparently, they said, don't listen to what I'm saying. They obviously, their conscience got the better of them, and they are not happy about teaching this. The disquiet over the lessons at Queen Elizabeth II High School in Peel, Isle of Man, has sparked an independent review after children were left traumatized. And I bet there are children all over the country that are being left traumatized by this. I mean, they've said this comes from Scotland, but it's in Wales as well. It's now everywhere in these schools. One parent told Mail Online the lessons had appeared to have stemmed from the island taking on the Scottish sex education syllabus. And I guess maybe that's what it's become known as now, the Scottish syllabus, but it actually comes from the United Nations. He said, no one can understand why the Scottish suggestions have been taken on like this. Well, that's the reason why, because it's the United Nations that is promoting this. The United Nations also promotes this idea of children's rights, which is apparently a child's right to consent to having sex with an adult. That's something else that they promote. And that's the reason why this is going on. It's not really fair to blame Scotland for this. It's the United Kingdom government that is implementing this. And that's because they are signed up to all these equalities laws and Human Rights Act. I mean, essentially, it all goes back to the Human Rights Act, which on the face of it, when you just hear that word, you think, well, that must be good. It's rights for human beings. But the way that it gets interpreted is that it means that homosexuals must have a right to propagandize children to their lifestyle. Drag queens must have a right to promote the idea that there are 73 different genders to children. Babies must be shown drag queens acts so that they then have positive homosexual role models. I mean, all of this goes back to this very reasonable sounding human rights, which I think is just being misinterpreted. It's being used to promote these dangerous ideas to children, which quite clearly is going to traumatize them. And I think it may well be one of the factors that are leading up to so many children nowadays needing antidepressants. They're just shocked at what the adult world is like. And of course, the grown-ups, they're supposed to be able to trust the grown-ups. But when the grown-ups are telling them that little Johnny can change into little Jane, and it's no longer a boy, it's a little girl, they know that they're not being told the truth. You think what that would do to a child to know that the teachers are actually lying to them, and the teachers are supposed to be the parents' representatives. So of course, I think a lot of them are going to be upset about having to promote this stuff to the children, and they should really be speaking up about it. But the problem is, when you get teachers that do speak up about it, say, for instance, the Church of England vicar that spoke up about this and questioned this at the Christian school, and he was referred to Prevent for questioning this, for saying we shouldn't all be chanting let's smash heteronormativity, and for saying that I don't really think that the science is settled yet, that people can be born into the wrong body, into the wrong gender. And he just asked these simple questions, and he was then referred to Prevent, also for saying that children should not be told they have to go along with all of this and promote it. They should be taught that they should tolerate different opinions, but they don't have to agree with the different opinions. And for that, apparently, that's encouragement to terrorism, basically, is what school thought. And they referred him to Prevent. So I should imagine a lot of teachers are worried to speak up about this, because they could end up losing their jobs. It could end up being mischaracterized as being transphobic or homophobic. And also, because this is just full spectrum, it's everywhere, then you also have this herd instinct, which is to always go along with what everybody else is doing. So I think that plays into this as well. So anybody that does speak up, you have to give them as much support as possible, credit their bravery, such as, I forget his name, Enoch something or other in Ireland, who actually did prison time for refusing to use the preferred gender noun of somebody who was 15 or 16. And of course, they hadn't actually changed the gender on their birth certificate. So if he was doing that, he wasn't doing it. He would be doing it unlawfully. And also it was against his religious beliefs. It was against his Christian beliefs. Yeah, as we so often now see, transgenderism, homosexualism, that is all far more important that we conform to those beliefs than we allow people to conform to our Christian traditions. Getting into the details of this, the parents said there have been 10 to 11-year-olds taught how to make a penis from skin on a forearm. You cannot have children going into a biology lesson and be told there is male and female, and then go into another lesson and be told there are 73 genders. This sort of thing is not appropriate. Before that age, I mean, they must have been really shocked being told that you can just make a penis from cutting the skin off of somebody's arm, and then that will mean that the person that is attached to then becomes male. I mean, it really does get me the way that male and female has been reduced to just the appearance of the genitalia. And if you can make a facsimile of the actual biological genitalia, then that's good enough. That's suddenly a man, or it's suddenly a woman. The differences between men and women are really fundamental. And I think one of the ways that we can see this is when you get these trans men who are effectively biological women, who are saying that they've been born into the wrong body, they have gender dysphoria, and they should actually have been born into a male body. And then they go on to have children, that they still have this desire that they want to get pregnant. And that is not a male desire. Just the fact that we have that shows that something isn't right here. It's not that people are being born into the wrong body. It's that we have this problem with confusion, gender confusion. And I think a lot of it is down to telling children there are 73 genders. And instead of encouraging people to be happy in the gender that they're in, we encourage them to have these beliefs that they've actually been born into the wrong gender. So these children are being told there are 73 genders, and they're also being told in biology that in actual fact there are just two sexes. The review of the school's personal, social, health and economic curriculum led by the island's government comes after parents raised concerns. So I'm guessing the Isle of Man must have its own government, not actually come under the United Kingdom one. But the reason why it's putting this in place isn't because they've just think, oh, well, Scotland's doing so well with it. It's because it's the UN that is pushing this. Concerns included a drag queen teaching the children, some of whom were as young as 11, that there are 73 genders. And when a pupil said there are only two, the drag queen told the child they had upset them and made the child leave the classroom. So they effectively told the child that the child was being transphobic. That can't be right because the drag queen is obviously another gender. And the child was made to feel bad and was told to leave the classroom. This is the thing, we're being expected to go along with these delusions. And if we say, well, they're not actually biological reality, we're the ones that are in the wrong. We're told that we've not just hurt the person's feelings, but we've done violence to them. It's not safe for them if people say what is biological reality. This is what we're being told. We're being told that words themselves do violence to people. And of course, you want to be polite, you want to be conscientious, and I would always advise people to be as courteous as possible, especially when dealing with people with gender dysphoria. But what we're talking about here is in the classroom, where they're actually being taught the way that things are. So when they've been told in biology that there are two sexes, and then they have somebody come in and say, oh, well, actually, there's 73 different genders, a child should question that. And yet the child was made to feel bad for doing that. The child was made to leave the classroom as if they were being a disruptive influence, when in actual fact, they were probably just voicing what everyone in the classroom thought. Eliza Cox, vice chairman of Maroan Parish Commissioners, told Energy FM on the island, A lot of children are just too traumatized to even talk to their parents. As a parent, you don't know what children are being taught. And this is a lot of it. The parents are just unaware that these sorts of things are being taught to the children. We know in America, some of the children's books for this sort of age, they include graphic images of homosexual activities, pedophile activities between 13, 14-year-olds and older adults are graphically shown in cartoon books in America. We regularly see these videos of parents reading these things out at the parent-teacher associations and saying, what is this doing in the school? This is pornography. Any adult that was to be saying these sorts of things to a child would be locked up and accused of child abuse. And yet here we have these teachers that are putting these books in these libraries and thinking they're a good thing. And I do worry that most parents aren't going to have the time to go into the school and have a look at all this material and see what it is their children are being taught. And the children themselves may be embarrassed to bring it up to the parents, especially if they're being taught things like anal sex and things like that. They're going to find it difficult to tell their parents that they're being taught this. A petition addressed to the school's head teacher has been started by parents calling for an immediate investigation into the lessons. And as I was saying, because it's such a small population on the Isle of Man, they can put enough weight on the school to do this. And I should imagine the parents concerned have also been talking to their neighbours. It's got all around the island and now it's in the newspapers. So they're putting a lot of pressure on the school to investigate this. The petition reads, "We consider the attendance of a drag queen in class and alienating students clearly confused about the information discussed during that session to be wholly inappropriate." And they're going to be accused of transphobia. That would be the response in a lot of schools, would be to say, well, you're just transphobic. But they continue saying, "How, who, and why was this guest speaker permitted to discuss gender issues to an inappropriate child audience by an inexperienced and untrained adult?" Well, it seems today that being a drag queen seems to be the best qualification that you can have for speaking to children. We're paying for them to come to libraries to speak to children. We're paying for them to come to nurseries. We even heard that there was a drag queen bondage show for mothers and toddlers in London last week, which finally got stopped. And it was literally sadomasochism bondage wear, doing acrobatics, performing in front of these mothers with the children. And the people advertising it have said, well, it was really for the mothers. But then why do they say it was a sensory experience for babies? And why is it that when these drag queens do their drag queen story hour, they say, well, we want to be a role model for these children so they can be their authentic selves. We want to be a role model. And you're talking about children of 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old. It's bizarre. I mean, you could say, well, the 2-3-year-olds, they're not really going to understand what's going on. So why is it then that they have to put the drag queen there? Why do they have to involve adult entertainment with children? And why is it that the libraries and the councils are so keen to do this? Well, it may be because they're just keen to show that they're not homophobic and they just go along with these ideas. And I'm sure that's probably the main reason for most of them. They don't want to appear to be homophobic. They want to appear to be friendly. But surely there are better ways of doing that than turning adult entertainers into performers for babies. What was going on last week? It was actual bondage performance artists that were doing this in front of children. But it breaks down the boundaries between children and sexual performances more than anything else. There's got to be better ways of showing we're a tolerant and friendly society than putting children at risk, surely. Continuing here, the Isle of Man government has said it has launched an independent review to gain an understanding of what has taken place. Well, it's the government that is promoting this under equalities legislation and the Human Rights Act. They say that that has to go everywhere. That's not a British thing. It's not an Isle of Man thing. It's something that all these governments sign up to. So if the UN then says to them, well, in order to promote human rights and in order to promote equality, you have to have the promotion or the inclusion of homosexuals and homosexual activities throughout everything. And you have to tell children about these different ways to have sex from a young age, then the government is going to do that because they want to be promoting equalities law. They want to be promoting the Human Rights Act. So that's who it goes down to, is the government that is doing this. It comes after the island introduced a new relationships and sex education curriculum in September. And this is new to me. They call it RSE. I mean, back in my day, RE was religious education. Now RSE is education in pornography, drag queens, LGBTQ, extreme descriptions of homosexual activities. And that's what children are taught now instead of religious education lessons. Charlotte Clark, the school's head teacher, said, having viewed a video which is currently circulating on social media relating to the school's RSE curriculum and its delivery, we are concerned that there could be a number of inaccuracies with the information being shared. And of course, that's being promoted as if it's saying these reports of what's been going on here, that's what is inaccurate. But what she's actually saying is that there are inaccuracies in what is being taught, telling these children that there are 73 genders when there are only two genders. That's the inaccuracy with the information that's being shared. They said, given the concerns being raised and in order to be open and transparent, we requested an independent review into the situation. Well, it remains to see how independent that will be. As such, I am happy to take part in the independent review, which is being deployed by the Department of Education, Sport and Culture, and would encourage our community to avoid speculation at this time. And that may be rather like the judicial review that went on in Wales. So the Department of Education is going to look at this and say, well, is this what they're supposed to be being taught? And they're going to refer to the UN, and the UN is going to say, well, homosexual lifestyles must be included in every aspect of the curriculum. And obviously, if that's going to be equal to everything else, we need to tell all these children all about sex change operations, and we need to tell them about this idea that there are 73 different genders, because you might have somebody that's gender fluid, or you might have somebody that's bi questioning in the school itself. Therefore, to cover all the bases, you have to tell the children that there are all these different genders that they might possibly be. So that's probably what they're actually going to find. What they're going to find here, and it would have been brought in by the Department of Education, Sport and Culture in the first place. But I think the parents here are not being told the truth, because they're hearing, oh, it's come from Scotland. But well, where did it come from to go to Scotland in the first place then? Where was it before it went into Scotland? Well, it was from the UN. A spokesperson for the Department for Education added, schools must make sure all content they use is factual and age appropriate, and engage with parents so they are aware of what their children are being taught. But there are some facts that parents might not want their children knowing at 11 years old. They may wish their children to remain as innocent for as long as possible. Innocence is absolutely priceless. And part of what this is doing is it's taking away the innocence from children. It's sexualizing children. I mean, it's good that the school have said they're going to investigate this and they're going to pause it. But I do fear that they're just going to find, well, it is what they're supposed to be taught. And perhaps the drag queen talking about the 73 genders, perhaps they should have waited to year 8 or year 9 instead of giving it to year 7. That might be what they're going to say. But at least this is drawing attention to it. At least these parents have pushed back enough to get it paused. The spokesperson said, we will write to all schools this term to emphasise the rights of parents to see teaching materials being taught to their children in schools. And that's interesting, because that's the same thing that the British government reiterated last week or the week before in response to all these accusations about inappropriate material being taught to children. And they said, well, you have to tell the parents they have the right to see this material, because some of the schools were saying, well, it's copyrighted, because it was coming from these activist organizations, they say, well, it's copyrighted and we can't show it to the parents. We can't send it via email to the parents. So the British government said, well, in that case, the parents have the right to come into the school to actually see this material. And it's really the government passing the buck, isn't it? They're saying, well, you don't like it. Well, you've got the right to go and see the material in the school. And if you don't like it, well, we'll have an investigation and then we'll say, yes, but it's within the law because we have to promote all this equality stuff. If you don't like it, well, maybe you shouldn't have voted in this government that promotes it. I don't know if it's a right-wing government or a left-wing government in the Isle of Man. But it is interesting that they are saying the same thing as the British government. Just tell the parents that they have the right to see these materials. Perhaps that, again, that might be coming from the United Nations as well. If anybody complains about this, just tell them, well, they've got the right to see this material. And of course, parents don't want their children to be traumatized. They don't want their children to be taught this inappropriate material. But at the same time, they also want to be inclusive and they want to be tolerant. And a lot of the time, they don't realize that that's where it ends up, promoting this sort of degenerate information and to children and traumatizing them and shocking them. And then it comes down to weighing up what is more important to you. A drag queen not being offended by people not believing there are 73 genders, or preserving the innocence of children. And I would say when it's weighed up, it's the innocence of children that should be given the most weight when it comes down to what's more important, being tolerant or protecting children. I mean, quite clearly, it should be protecting children every time. But that is not what is going on. And perhaps that may be what goes on after they investigate this. I hope so, but I'm not going to hold my breath. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.